Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm excited about having our next guest and our good friend Kelly Oldweiler back on the show. Kelly is an outstanding professional coach. She's a CE coach and somebody who helps us around here quite a bit understand the concept of paradoxes. She's been talking to us about paradoxes for a long time. She's the co-author of the book Paradoxical Thinking, clearly the Bible on that topic. And she's helped us to understand how paradoxes can either get in our way or they can help us. Kelly Oldweiler, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here always with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Are you seeing a lot of paradoxes in small businesses out there these days, Kelly?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. And, you know, interestingly, a lot of the businesses in the region that I'm in are doing quite well because they're able to be flexible and adapt to the current economic situation.
Right.
And much better than any of us thought they would be doing. Some are having problems and not able to adapt, and one of the reasons is they don't understand their paradoxes.
Mm-hmm.
But
give us an example of what that might look like.
Well, let's explain what paradox is first.
Okay.
Anybody who might not know about the concept. And the definition of paradox is seemingly contradictory ideas, actions, concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And the key here is seemingly. Paradox is present in everything, in every person, every business. And an example of what we mean, a good metaphor, is the human eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
We have two eyes. Each sees a separate image, but we don't experience two versions of the same scene. We experience one. And when those two images combine to become one, they give us depth and a much more powerful result than either eye would give us on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good metaphor for what paradox is in business. And what we learned from over 20 years of research is that you can't really have high performance in business unless paradox is present.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of that, particularly with small business, is when you start your business or get ready to start that, you're focusing on long term about what needs to be done. But you are simultaneously deciding what needs to be done right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose sight of either one, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one example.
So if something happens to me that I just hate, I mean, it's a circumstance that just I think is the worst thing in the world could happen to me, but I deal with it, I work on it, and it turns out to be the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes.
Is that a paradox?
Well, that can happen. It depends on the situation.
That happens quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, we have this idea. Something comes in and we say, "Oh my goodness, oh no, I can't believe this happened." And you know, 3 days later, we say, "Whoa, thank goodness that happened."
Yes. And even when it isn't a thank goodness that happened, for example, one of the things about a good business is you have to have failure in a business because that's how you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we hate the failure, and yet that is the best crash course in good business that you could ever have. And there's a story about the CEO of IBM about 30 years ago, I think it was, where one of their top VPs made a mistake, a judgment, an error in judgment that probably cost them something like 20, 30, 40, 50 million. I don't remember the details. But what I do remember, and the story that went out as a result of this, is that he was being interviewed for an article, and the interviewer asked this CEO if he was going to let go of this vice president. And essentially the CEO said, "Are you kidding? He knows more about the right way to do business now than anyone I have."
Right, right. Well, that's exactly right. And see, I've talked about this this failure thing quite often. In fact, what I have said is that failure is the harness mate of success.
Yes.
And that's a paradox. That concept. The understanding that's paradoxical, isn't it?
It is. And you know, we always want the successes, but when we think about our lives, what have we learned the most from? That's made our lives better ultimately.
Of course, it's the failures.
Yes.
Because exactly. When we're successful, we think it's because we're so smart, and we're not and we're not the least bit introspective. But when we fail, we start looking a little inward, don't we?
We do, and we realize what we missed
mm-hmm.
because we weren't really paying attention.
I always love what is attributed to Thomas Edison. This is a paraphrasing of how he said it, I think, but I like it better. And he said essentially, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes, and what was it that he did something like 500?
10,000, I think.
10,000, and each one he said, well, that's another one that doesn't work.
That's right.
That I don't have to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's paradoxical that we spend our whole lives trying not to fail when the truth is that we should value them. That's paradoxical too, isn't it?
Yes, and I don't think anything or anybody can move through life without experiencing some failure. Now, the big thing is you want to reduce it as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
do damage control as much as possible. And the companies that I know that I really admire, when they have that occur, they call a powwow. They bring everybody together and they say, okay, what happened? What have we learned from this? And what comes out of that
mm-hmm.
meeting is where your true value is.
Well, and the other thing you want to do that allows you to embrace failure is to operate your business on such an incremental level that when you do fail, it's a little failure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you can you know it's not too hard to have a little failure and realize, boy, if that got big, that could be ugly. And
yes.
so you learn about how not to make a big failure by having a little failure.
And
right?
Yes, I think that's true.
A 10 mile
and
an hour car.
The smaller we can keep them, absolutely, the better off.
Right. No, that's exactly. And a 10 mile an hour car wreck will give you a pretty good idea about how bad a 70 mile an hour car wreck would be. So you know not to go there. And that's the way it is. And that's the way I think really successful business owners, how they deal with failure is they try to make sure that their failures are little, and then they know not to go there. And the successes they have, they know that they can leverage those into something more.
Yeah.
20 after the hour, right back with Kelly Oldweiler. She and I will be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my booth.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking on it. Thanks for hanging out there and using our stuff. You can find my blog there, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, right off the homepage, my newsletter, the archives, articles, thousands of each one of those that you can read and listen to. Check out my Brain Trust members. So all of us there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Kelly Oldweiler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. Kelly, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your book.
Well, you can find the book at Amazon.com.
All
that's
right.
Easy. And
yeah.
My website is www.kelbergen.com, and that's K-E-L-B-E-R-G-A-N, and that's B as in boy.
All right, kelbergen.com, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find some of the people that I've worked with, some of the services providing. We are opening another branch called Strategy Planning Partners, which works specifically with small businesses to help businesses be able to implement well any strategic plan or strategic goals that they need to accomplish in their
business.
And
you're going to continue to keep us posted as you develop that.
I am going to do that.
And we'll talk about that in future shows. I'm looking forward to hearing
yes.
about that new project. We're talking about paradoxes right now, paradoxes in your small business. And ladies and gentlemen, if you hadn't thought about it, your business is full of paradoxes. And you know, one of the things that and it's important, I think, to understand the concept of a paradox, because Kelly, if you can do that, whenever something happens in your business, either you make it happen or it happens to you, it just comes walking in your door or over the phone or in the mail or whatever might happen, if you can appreciate the idea that this might be a paradox, or see the paradoxical aspect of it, I think it helps you to manage that issue better. What do you think?
I do think that. And one of the tendencies of the human mind is to try and resolve paradox, bring in consistency, make one side go away. And that's really not the thing we want to do.
You can't fix a paradox, can you?
No, and if you try, you can mess it up. And the thing is that in all that research we did, we found that high performance in people and in business can't exist unless mm-hmm. paradox is present.
Well, see, we were talking about failure a minute ago, and, you know, we should never try to prevent our people from failing, you know, at anything, ever at all. And the reason is because we don't already know everything, right?
That's right.
And as we said earlier, you really only learn things when you mess up a little bit. The key is to have little bitty failures.
And the key is to pay attention so that when somebody might mess up and learn something, you allow it.
Yes.
But you're also watching so that it's not so big.
It doesn't get so big.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you've got to
But that will happen too. The really big failure will happen as well. And that's when you have a big crash course, as I said, and you need to take stock, because the learning is incredible in a big failure.
Well, one of the things that that you've got to make sure you do is whenever somebody fails, you've got to do like that CEO you mentioned earlier. You've got to be able to use redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use the term, you know, what did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of firing somebody for making a mistake, just say, what did we learn? And as you say, when that person tells you what they learned, then you might say, I'm not going to fire you. I want you to tell everybody in the company that.
Yes. Teach them what mm-hmm. you learned.
Teach them how mm-hmm. what you learned, so they don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the paradox, isn't it? That expense for that mistake might wind up being the best investment you make lately.
Yeah. And, you know, something that's been happening that I think is so ironic is one of the things that's true about a small business is they have to be disciplined and controlled, but they also are very creative and innovative. They're flexible. You know, when they start, they're lean and mean and able to move on a dime, very agile. As they grow, they begin to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's happening? They start getting more organized, compartmentalized.
Management layers.
In an order. And now businesses that are big are trying to find a way to be more like the entrepreneurial companies.
Right.
Because they want that agility and flexibility back.
Well, I'll tell you, I believe that major corporations are going to look different in the future than they've looked in the past.
Oh, I think so.
And I'm
right.
what I'm observing right now is that they want to get there, but they actually don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're so laden with rules and regulations.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's hard to back out of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing, and I really think that I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you're right. I mean, and the research shows, Kelly. We've covered recent research showing that people would much rather, 71% of people polled would rather work for a small or medium-sized company right now than a large company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of what you were just saying. Hey, Kelly, give us that website one more time.
www.kelbergen.com.
And the book is called Paradoxical Thinking. Kelly, thank you for being here. Thanks for all the great information you always give us. Will you come back again real soon?
I absolutely will.
Thanks.
I love to visit with you in the morning.
You too. Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen. Owyler, if you're Googling her. Going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on what you like. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.